This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, another great day in Trump land, and another great day for commentary about the lynching of Brett Kavanaugh. And trust me when I tell you it is a lynching. My latest commentary coming out in Thursday's newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, starting on October 15th. I've got the due date. I've got the contract signed, sealed, and delivered. You're speaking to the newest nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, and my column coming out on October 15th will be the first one out for national syndication. They originally told me January 1st. Now it's October 15th, just in time for the election. The column coming out this Thursday, The Lynching of Brett Kavanaugh by Wayne Allyn Root. I told you so. Once the GOP allowed Judge Roy Moore, the Alabama Senate candidate, to be publicly lynched with zero evidence, zero witnesses, based on he said, she said charges 40 years old, it would never end. This would become a tool of the left, and I was right. By the way, if Judge Roy was really a pervert, or a pedophile, or a weirdo, how come we've never heard a word about it ever again? Where did all the victims go? Why no lawsuits against Judge Moore? They appeared out of thin air, and as soon as he lost, they all disappeared into thin air. The accusers, the witnesses, they're all gone. Anyone can make up anything anytime without proof or witnesses. Any desperate liberal who wants to stop a fine conservative from being elected or becoming a Supreme Court judge can invent out of thin air any fantastic fiction they want. And never forget about the money factor. Anyone could be bribed to falsify a story by a committed liberal billionaire like George Soros with $1 million deposited in a Swiss bank account. Or how about $10 million? All of that is in play here with accuser Christine Blasey Ford and the public lynching of Brett Kavanaugh. The story is unbelievable. It's clearly a last-minute Hail Mary by the left. It's not even original. It's almost an exact copy of the lynching of Clarence Thomas, another GOP Supreme Court nominee forced to defend himself against slanderous, unprovable charges. It's a liberal game plan taken right from the previous script. Ford can't prove Kavanaugh was there. She can't prove he was in the room. She doesn't remember key details. It happened 36 years ago. She has no idea how she got to the party or how she got home. The only witness says it never happened. She reported it to no one, not parents, friends, or police. And then there's the absurd coincidences and connections. The accuser hates Trump. She's an ultra-liberal Bernie Sanders donor. She marched in the I Hate Trump parade in D.C. filled with liberal feminists wearing pink vagina hats. Her social media was filled with hatred for Trump. She scrubbed it clean in the past few days. Her parents were even in a foreclosure proceeding in 1996. The presiding judge? Judge Kavanaugh's mother. Liberals argue it doesn't matter because they didn't lose the home. She didn't rule against them. Of course it matters. It's a massive red flag. There's something wrong with that. Are you kidding me? What if Wayne Root brought charges out of the blue against Barack Obama and it just so happened Wayne Root was in a hearing or my parents were in a hearing, my family's house is on the line, and the judge was Obama's mother? That's not weird. Isn't that something wrong there? And the accuser's lawyer just happens to be a major donor to the DNC, Obama, Hillary, and George Soros' MoveOn.org. Just happens. A little coincidence. But here's the real clincher. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has known about the charges leveled against Kavanaugh since late July. She interviewed Kavanaugh personally and never said a thing about rape. Her fellow Democratic senator submitted thousands of questions, but never thought to mention rape. This is a purposeful desperation frame job. This is a liberal conspiracy, just like the DNC, fixing the Democratic primary for Hillary, and Obama conspiring with the DNC, Hillary, and the FBI to spy on Trump and fix the general election against Trump. This is a national disgrace. Even I never imagined Democrats could go this low. It doesn't get any lower than the public lynching of a fine all-American gentleman like Brett Kavanaugh. This is the guy every father wants to marry his daughter. This is the guy everyone wants to coach your daughter's basketball team. This is the guy everyone wants on the Supreme Court, except Democrats, suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. They want to lynch him. My commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, and usually at conservative websites all over these United States. The latest news stories in America about Brett Kavanaugh. Corrupt media reported on Kavanaugh's accuser 100 times more than the Ellison accusers who actually filed a police report. So with Keith Ellison in Minnesota running for attorney general, Congressman Keith Ellison, the Muslim Democrat who took his oath of office with his hand on the Koran, he attacked women. They reported it to the police, and the media refused to cover it. This woman never said anything to anybody for 36 years, and they covered it 100 times more. Keith Ellison's accuser now calls out the blatant hypocrisy in her treatment by the Democrats. We'll get to that later, Karen Moynihan. Lindsey Graham says, who's paying for Christine Blasey Ford's attack on Judge Kavanaugh? I'm with him. You heard that in my commentary. Of course there's a good chance someone's paying her $1 million. And fame. Don't forget fame. The FBI says Brett Kavanaugh's allegation does not involve any potential federal crime. Gee, what great disclosure. What a surprise. Shocking. A woman says he groped my breasts while drunk 36 years ago. I think it was him in some house. I don't know. Don't know how I got there. Don't know how I left. Can't prove it was him. The only witness says never happened. He says he was never there. FBI says not a federal crime. Glad to hear it, guys. Shocking. Chuck Grassley says Monday's Kavanaugh hearing may be canceled if Christine Blasey Ford doesn't testify. And believe me, she ain't testifying. Not unless they're going to put her off camera. And that's why Jeff Flake is the dumbest SOB the world's ever known. I don't mean son of a butcher. Jeff Flake offers far-left activist and accuser Christine Blasey Ford a camera ban for her to testify against Judge Kavanaugh. No, you idiot. Make her do it on camera. I want to watch every second. It makes for great TV. I want to see her. I want to see her facial inflection when they ask her tough questions. Jeff Flake, you're a moron. You're a moron and a traitor to the Republican Party and a traitor to Donald Trump. And you should have written a book called Traitor to Conservatism. Conservatism, not conscience. Of conservatism. You're the traitor of conservatism. What a moron. What an in-the-bag traitor. How much is Soros paying you, Jeff Flake? Witness Mark Judge defends Kavanaugh in a letter to Grassley, but says he does not wish to speak publicly regarding the incident. I'll bet. You know why? Because Mark Judge probably isn't worth $30, $40 million. He's probably an everyday average guy. I couldn't afford the legal fees to testify in front of Congress. Are you crazy? The minute someone asks you to testify in front of Congress, it's $100,000 minimum. Yeah, a lawyer has to go along with you. Has to. You'd be insane to go there without a lawyer with you. But lawyers want $100,000 to go along with you. That's the starting fee. Laura Ingraham says, I've known Kavanaugh for 25 years. If this can happen to him, I tremble for our country. Right, because I'm sure he's the finest human being you could ever want to know. What a great guy he is. You could just tell what a great guy this is. As I said, the guy every father wants his daughter to marry, the guy every father wants his daughter's basketball team to be coached by, the guy every person with a brain wants on the Supreme Court. Dianne Feinstein on Christine Ford's sexual assault allegations. I can't say that everything is truthful. Of course she can't. You have no idea if anything is truthful. All right. Enough for the moment of Brett Kavanaugh, even though show again today will have to be Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh, and more Kavanaugh. Chairman Nunes, Devin Nunes of California, Congressman, House Intel Chairman, announces a bombshell. Trump's declassification order will expose the FBI's insurance policy. House Intel Chairman Devin Nunes said the FBI's insurance policy that Peter Schrock and Lisa Page discussed over text message will be exposed along with other evidence once the Carter Page FISA documents are made public. We think the American people need to understand that this is actually the insurance policy that was talked about in the Schrock Page text, Nunes said. A lot of people think the insurance policy was getting a FISA warrant on Carter Page. We actually believe it was more explicit than that. We believe it was actually the insurance policy was specifically what they did that still is redacted. The insurance policy text message was sent from Schrock to Page days after Crossfire Hurricane was opened. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way Trump gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk, Strzok text messages to Page, August 15, 2016, referring to Andy Andrew McCabe. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. On Monday, President Trump issued an immediate declassification order of the redacted June 17 Carter Page FISA docs. It's important to note Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein signed the FISA renewal. Put him in jail. Lock him up. Rod Rosenstein, lock him up. He was the one who appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate the Trump-Russia collusion. He's as dirty as a sewer in Newark. According to Fox News' Catherine Herridge, it may take a few days for the declassified Carter Page FISA docs to be made public. But boy, when these things come public, it's going to be big news. And Marco Rubio, I can't stand anymore. I mean, I literally can't stand him. But he finally did something good. He demands the DOJ investigate John Kerry's rogue diplomacy with Iran. Rubio called in the DOJ Tuesday, to look into whether Kerry potentially breached the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, which requires individuals representing foreign governments in a political or quasi-political capacity to disclose their activities to the U.S. government. It's about time Marco did something right. He also is requesting investigators determine whether the Obama official, meaning John Kerry, violated the Logan Act, which criminalizes negotiation by unsanctioned individuals with foreign governments hostile towards the United States. Obviously, Iran is hostile to the United States. They'd like to nuke us and our best friend Israel. And speaking of Israel, a Michigan professor, another lefty loony, just like the woman who's going after Brett Kavanaugh, who wore the pink vagina hat in the march in Washington against Trump, another Trump derangement center victim. And this Michigan professor slammed after refusing to write a letter of recommendation for a student applying to study in Israel. When we get back, I'll tell you all about the lefty, loony, anti-Semite, Jew-hater, Michigan professor John Chaney Lippo. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20
25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Newsmax TV with their big announcement yesterday. If you weren't with me yesterday, we are expanding from 50 million to 80 million homes. We just added Comcast Xfinity cable households across the United States. So we will soon be from 50 to 60, and then over the next year, we will move to 80 million homes to watch Wayne Allyn Root on the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. Great news. I also mentioned last Friday that I'm now a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. There are very few of them in the United States, a handful. You know, it's like 20 in the whole United States. Wayne Root is now number 21. And all the good ones are with Creators Syndicate. Creators Syndicate. Creators has now agreed to a deal with yours truly to syndicate my newspaper column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal all over the United States. And we agreed verbally on Friday, and the contracts came today. Today, and I signed them today. So we are in business. And they originally said, we'll start syndicating your column nationwide in January. And I said, great. But I think you're making a mistake because I've got a lot to say about the election. I think I could help influence the election in favor of Republicans. And they said, great. And the contract says starts October 15th. So I convinced them. I'm a salesman, baby. I always will be. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, where the state constitution bans income taxes but welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Las Vegas, Nevada. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, is my home, my flagship home here in Las Vegas, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got the naming rights to the studio. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau for a fantastic new offer. Let me tell you about it. They've got a great name for it. I really like the name. It's got a good ring to it. The Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Pack Starter Package. Even I got to laugh. The Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. They're offering 100 silver American Eagle coins, 100 American Silver Eagle coins in brilliant uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins investment quality, and you get the coins at actual dealer cost, and then you get free shipping, and you get 100% free delivery insurance, and the phone call to get them is free. So order today and get an official free U.S. Mint storage box with your order. That box holds 500 coins. You can use it to store your whole collection. Order online at usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root, or make a simple phone call, 800-885-GOLD. Why not? It's free, 800-885-4653, 800-885-GOLD. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, which is the only gold bureau, the only gold company in the world that is that was chosen by the state of Texas and the governor of Texas and the treasurer of Texas, controller of Texas, to manage the Texas Bullion Depository, their own version of Fort Knox. They're in charge, U.S. Gold Bureau. How credible is that? How cool is that? 800-885-GOLD. All right, the most caller-friendly show in America. If you call here anytime, I love to take your calls. Toll-free anywhere, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. Not much time here. What do we got? Less than a minute left. U.S. to slash refugee admissions by 33%. We're all futzing around with this whole Kavanaugh thing. And by the way, he's going to get nominated. He's going to get affirmed. He's going to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Screw the Democrats. We're wasting our time on this nonsense when the news is how great Trump is and what great things he's doing. He slashed refugee admissions by 33%. Worldwide number of refugees, top 68 million. They're invading us from all over the world. They're invading Western civilization. But the U.S. is only going to take 30,000 refugees at most over the next fiscal year, the lowest amount since the 1980 Refugee Act. And you know what? They don't say that in the article, but I'm going to say it because I've read it in other articles, that the refugees that he's taking, that Trump is allowing in, are a majority Christian refugees from Middle Eastern countries being persecuted by Muslims, not Muslim refugees. Which would be insanity, because you don't know what they believe in. If they believe in Sharia law, they will ruin our country. If they believe in killing Jews, they will ruin our country. If they believe in terrorism, they will ruin our country. Got to have extreme vetting, and you got to let in. See, I'm not against Middle Easterners or Arabs. Show me Lebanese Christians. Come on in. Come on in. They don't cause any danger. They're no threat to us. I'm not against Jews. Come on in. No threat to us. They only make this a better, stronger country. But there are refugees, Muslim refugees, who have only one goal: to destroy America, to destroy Jews, and to support Sharia law, to persecute gays and women. Don't want them. Thank you, President Trump.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has not responded to emails sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her testifying next week. The news also came out late this afternoon that the man who was allegedly in the room during the assault would not testify as well. John Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He spoke earlier today.
We prefer to do this in a closed setting. That's her choice. But we've offered her basically either an open or closed setting. But again, to reiterate what Leader McConnell, the point he made, we wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July.
Today, the Senate approved the $854 billion spending bill that will fund the military and a host of government agencies for the next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, The Company Store.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
So much going on in the world. The Israelis shot down a Russian military aircraft today. Actually, Russian military says your aircraft shot down by Syrian forces, but places the blame on Israeli aggression. I looked at it real fast, and I thought it was Israelis that shot down the Russian plane. But it was Syrian forces shot it down, but it was brought on by Israeli army's airstrikes in the region, according to Russia. Whatever the hell that means, either Israel shot it down or they didn't. If Israel didn't shoot it down, then Israel's got nothing to do with it. So I'm not quite sure what Russia's getting at there. A little housekeeping before I get to my guest. I promised one of my fans in Las Vegas I would mention that there's a meet and greet happy hour for Danny Tarkanian for Congress on Tuesday, next Tuesday, September 25th, from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Of course, that means you're going to miss my show, because that's right smack dab in the middle of my show, afternoon drive time in Vegas. But 3 to 5 p.m., 3 to 5:30 p.m., meet and greet happy hour, Tuesday, September 25th, for Danny Tarkanian for United States Congress, my great buddy Danny, on the patio at Bella Vita Italian Restaurant in the District in Henderson. The District in Henderson, Bella Vita Italian Restaurant. So if you want to be there next Tuesday and miss my show, well then, buoy for you. But go do it. Tuesday, September 25th, raise some money, meet and greet Danny Tarkanian, the next United States Congressman from here in Henderson, Nevada. All right, we've got Liz Peek, our guest here on our national show, even though I'm doing a little Vegas advertising because I'm a homer. I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the home team to me is Danny Tarkanian for United States Senate. But we've got 40 or so stations all over the United States listening. And we've got Liz Peek as our guest, Fox News contributor, columnist for The Hill, former partner of the Wall Street firm Wertheim & Company. Follow her on Twitter, at Liz Peek, Liz, L-I-Z, Peek, P-E-E-K. Liz, welcome to the show. You got Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm delighted to join you. Thanks so much.
All right. So you've got quite a few columns out that are all interesting. My producer, Andrew Paul, sent them to me, and I thought they were all great stuff. One of them I want to start with because angry Obama still doesn't get it. I've been writing about this nonstop, so it's nice to see someone else gets it. It wasn't the elites, but blue-collar workers who elected Trump. Matter of fact, Liz, I went to Columbia University. Every elite person I know is a liberal Democrat. All the people I know who are middle class that work on my house, the electricians and the plumbers and the handymen, all love Donald Trump. Isn't that wild?
I think that's exactly right. I'm not sure if you can hear me or if we lost each other.
No, I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, so interesting, right, that Obama kind of goes back to his old talking points and basically wants to sort of deny what actually happened in 2016, which is that basically working class people, a lot of the members of unions, rose up and decided that Obama was torching the economy. And guess what? They were right. So, you know, honestly, the revisionism that Obama preaches is so annoying because it is so detrimental to not only, frankly, his cause, because it suggests that Democrats haven't learned a thing, and they certainly, in this cycle, are not doing anything to win those disaffected Democrat voters back. But it's also damaging to kind of to the country, because you really have this incredible divisiveness that stemmed from Obama. I mean, we're always told how divisive President Trump is, and certainly he can be very divisive in calling out one group or another, but it really goes back farther than that. I would argue that President Obama really sort of wrote the playbook on identity politics and pitting one group of Americans against another, and it's offensive to me, and it should be offensive to all Americans.
Well, there's a second thing that Obama got really, really wrong, and I know one of your columns covered that, too. You said, thank goodness Trump gets what Obama failed to grasp on the economy, business leaders need confidence. I wanted to mention something. Because you are from the Wall Street firm originally of Wertheim & Company, I'm a small businessman. You know, I was never on Wall Street, but we're kind of, I guess you'd say, kissing cousins. I'm a businessman. I'm not a columnist as much as I'm a businessman who writes columns and hosts radio and hosts TV. And you are a businesswoman who happens to write columns. And so you and I understand the same thing. Under Obama, it was 8 years of hate towards me. That's the way I felt like an abused wife. And you don't really want to be a good wife when your husband beats you and treats you like crap. And that's how every businessman and woman I know felt with Obama as president. You didn't build that. He had disdain for us. And so we just, you know, and he taxed us to death, and he hit us with so many regulations, and he buried us under Obamacare, and he hit me personally with massive IRS attacks. All I'm telling you is I couldn't do well, and I felt like I was running a quicksand, and I actually had a deep-seated root of anger of not wanting to do well, because if I did well, I'd have to pay more taxes to help his government. That's how I think most business people felt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were certainly not alone. And I think when people argue about who gets credit for the booming economy that we're enjoying today, there's really sort of one data point that's undeniable, which is given from the day he was elected, when the day that Donald Trump was elected president, consumer optimism and optimism amongst business owners and leaders went through the roof. And that is just because everyone knew that this fatwa on doing business finally was going to go away. And we had a businessman in the White House. Remember when Obama took over the White House in 2009, he had not a single person from the private sector on his payroll or on his cabinet. That was a first in the history of the country. And even the amazing thing to me is even as the years rolled by and he got really tagged with not creating more jobs, not inspiring greater growth in the economy and so forth, he never changed his tune. I know people who were on his business council that met once or twice. According to those people, he would come in, spend the entire time looking at his BlackBerry, have absolute obvious disdain for the, you know, America's biggest CEOs who were in that room. He didn't trust them, he didn't like them, and he wouldn't work with them. So guess what? To your point, it wasn't just small business owners, although we continually hear soundings from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the group of a big group of small business owners in America, how happy they are that these regulations are rolling back, that taxes are more manageable, et cetera. And we're seeing it because they're hiring and they're expanding. And that is the ultimate price America paid for the Obama presidency. There was very little business investment. Without that, you don't get more hiring and you don't get productivity increases and wages don't go up. So, you know, honestly, as people head for the polls in November, they really need to stop and think, do I like what's going on? Do I like all those job opportunities ahead of me and the fact that my wages are going up? If they do, they cannot vote the Democrats back into office. It would be a disaster.
So even though you and I love to talk business and we've both been in business our whole lives, I still want to digress for a minute. Knowing that I've got a very smart Republican gal on the phone, I want to know what a woman thinks about the whole Brett Kavanaugh situation for the United States Supreme Court and the charges brought by this Christine Blasey Ford. Give me your thoughts on it, Liz Peek. I'm just interested.
Well, look, I think this Me Too movement has swung the pendulum probably too far now. Yes, she needs to be heard. She should be treated civilly and with respect. But on the other hand, the story that she's telling is so full of holes. It's like Swiss cheese. She doesn't remember what year, where it took place, who was in the room. She's changed her story. There were originally four people. Now it's two people. It's all pretty darn vague, and partly, of course, because it took place so long ago. But also, the only corroboration at all that we have that even something like this happened were the notes taken by her therapist. And you know, I think probably you've read this stuff, too. There is a big body of work that suggests that recollections that come out of therapy, recollections about abuse in particular or sexual assault, that maybe have never surfaced until a person goes under the care of a counselor or a therapist, really have to be treated with some reserve. And by that, I mean they can be not truthful. And she may think she's telling the truth, but they may not actually be correct. So
and you may be right. You may be right, but you're nicer than I am because
well,
I just think it's all
I'm just
a
saying,
scam.
Look, right now where we are is she has been asked to appear Monday and present her charges, and Kavanaugh presumably will be there to answer those. If she doesn't appear, which right now she has not accepted that invitation,
right.
I think the Republicans are well within their right to go ahead with this nomination. I suspect there's a quorum issue in terms of the committee voting without the Democrats present or whatever. But you know what? This is offensive to me that this person who is out of the blue, obviously we can talk about the unsavory way in which this information was delivered, the fact that Feinstein sat on it, the fact that we're supposed to think that this woman is very concerned about going public with her allegations, but then what do you know? She's taken a lie detector test. I mean, it all just doesn't quite feel right. And I think this man, there is, generally when somebody appears like this on the scene, charging a man with sexual assault or harassment, you find there are 20 women, you know, on the sidelines willing also to step up. We have not heard a single indication that this is at all the man that Brett Kavanaugh is. What we've heard is exactly the opposite.
Going a step further, I don't know where I'd find all my ex-girlfriends or ex-wives, for that matter. I don't know where you'd find them all, but if I could find them, I'm not sure if they'd all go public and say Wayne's the nicest guy in the world. This guy's so nice, his ex-girlfriends have come out and said he's like the greatest gentleman of all time.
Well,
who's got it? Who could get that? He's the only guy in the world I've ever heard. He's like Superman.
Because I think he is the nicest guy in the world.
He is. He's a Boy Scout. I'm telling you, this guy is wonderful. And he's the girls' basketball coach. He's the guy he's the guy that every father wants his daughter to marry.
Exactly.
He's a great guy.
Yep.
This is just total nonsense. I'm telling you, I think it's a made-up story. Or it's a story involving something that happened to her, but she's substituting him for another guy. Or she's confusing him with another guy.
Could be.
She wants him badly to be that other guy. Because she is a Trump derangement syndrome hater. Liz Peek, Wayne Allyn, we loved having you on. We appreciate it. You can find your Twitter at Liz Peek, LizPeek, and we always enjoy your participating on War Now. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right back. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Before I get to the sponsor of the segment of the show, I just have to mention real quick this story. It just gets under me. It just eats away at my dislike for liberals. Venezuelan president dines on salt-based steaks while his nation starves. This is what liberals are about. This is what socialists are about. This is what communists are about. This is what Marxists are about. This is what progressives are about. They want you and me to starve while they eat like kings. It's disgusting. Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro feasted on pricey steaks prepared by star chef Salt Bay, sparking outrage Tuesday in a hunger-stricken South American nation. A now-viral video posted Monday shows Maduro chowing down on hunks of red meat, flamboyantly sliced and sprinkled with salt by the Instagram-famous chef at the upscale Nusur Et Steakhouse in Istanbul, Turkey, where cuts of steak go for hundreds of dollars a pop. Another clip shows him casually puffing on a cigar at the restaurant alongside First Lady Celia Flore. But critics in Venezuela, where food shortages have caused tens of thousands of people to go hungry, are smoking mad over the leader's flashy feast. While Venezuelans suffer and die of hunger, Nicolas Maduro and Celia are enjoying themselves at one of the most expensive restaurants in the world, fumed Julio Borges, the exiled former president of the country's National Assembly. Marco Rubio, Florida Republican, longtime critic of Maduro, bashed the out-of-touch move. I don't know who this weirdo Salpe is, but the guy he's so proud to host is not the president of Venezuela. He's actually the overweight dictator of a nation where 30% of the people eat only once a day and infants are suffering from malnutrition. Maduro had stopped in Turkey on the way home from China, where he met with officials in an effort to boost the country's economy. This is a once-in-a-lifetime moment, he can be heard saying to other diners. The star chef, who recently opened one of his steak joints in Manhattan, posted a video of the political leader on Instagram where he had 16 million followers and later deleted it. In Venezuela, an economic crisis created widespread food shortages, with many people living on $1 a day. Roughly 9 in 10 households live in poverty in the country. Earlier this year, Salt Bay opened a steak joint in Midtown Manhattan and landed in hot water with the health department for handling meat with his bare hands. Who are these people? Who are these people that you make into social media stars, 16 million followers, because his name is Salt Bay, and he puts salt on beef? I mean, and he's willing to host a dictator that murders people in the streets and starves people to death. Liberals. Unbelievable. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Unlike this loser, Nicolas Maduro, this commie loser who lets his people die and starve to death while he lives in luxury, the lap of luxury, Liberty HealthShare's goal is to help average, everyday Americans, working class, middle class Americans who cannot afford the regular cost of health insurance. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and it's now under $500 a month. I think it's $440 and change with Liberty HealthShare. It's a better way, man. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. My kids belong. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. The Root family's a Liberty HealthShare member. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care. And by the way, take back control of your wallet. You know, because Liberty HealthShare is not that expensive. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year instead of the cost of Aetna health insurance. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Would you like to save $36,000? Could you use an extra $36,000? Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. JD in Vegas is on the line. JD, what's happening? You want to talk about Kavanaugh a little bit, I hear.
Well, you know, we have a little experience with daughters. My daughter is now 32 years old. But whenever she went to a party, she didn't go at 15. She went at 16 and 17, and then she went to college parties. She always went to a party with her two best girlfriends. Invariably, there was always four or five, because I used to pick them up and drive them to the party, check out who was managing the party, the parents, and then pick them up at the end of the party. Now, I'm sure you did the same thing with your daughter. What girl goes to a party at 15 years old by herself? Where right. are her girlfriends?
Where are her parents?
Well, that was a secondary question. But where are the girlfriends that went to this party with her?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Where are they today? Where are they today to talk about what happened, you know?
That's my question. Why aren't her girlfriends that were supposed, hopefully, went with this party to this party with her, speaking up? And now I heard today, almost 200 women have now spoken up about Kavanaugh and how good of a guy he is. I mean, the guy knows a lot of girls, a lot of women. I don't
maybe he's like, Romney. Romney had files and files of women. Remember that?
binders.
Oh, binders of women. Binders and binders of women. There we go.
Yeah, well, that was a derogatory term, according to her house, Harry Reid. He didn't pay his taxes either, according to her house. That would be the question I'd like to find out if she does appear. Where did you go there alone? Were you driven there by your parents? Did you walk? Did you take a bus? How did you get to the party?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She got there. She doesn't have to. She supposedly escaped from a rapist and murderer who seems to be the single nicest Boy Scout that ever lived. A rapist and murderer she's accusing him of being. She doesn't know how she got home. She has no idea how she got home. How's that possible? Who would forget something like that? How you got home after being raped? First of all, it wasn't rape. No matter what. The whole thing's ridiculous. It's just the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen in my life. How anybody could even listen to this drivel, I have no idea. She kept quiet about it for 36 years, but now it came up. It all just came to the surface when a Republican had a chance to join the Supreme Court because she wears her vagina hats at women's marches with Trump derangement victims. Unbelievable. Thanks for the call, JD. Always appreciate it. War now. Wait on me.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. We'll be right back.